When we picture the American Revolution, we envision brave soldiers at Lexington and Concord, or Washington crossing the Delaware. Yet America's victory hinged on something far less visible, an extraordinary network of ordinary citizens who risked everything as spies. The Culper Ring, Washington's secret intelligence operation, changed the course of history through cunning rather than combat. These everyday Americans, a farmer, shopkeeper, tavern owner, society woman, and others, developed revolutionary espionage techniques so effective that the CIA still teaches them today. By 1776, Washington faced a military nightmare. His 10,000 poorly trained volunteers stood against 30,000 professional British troops poised to seize New York, the key to controlling America. The Battle of Brooklyn quickly became a disaster when British forces outflanked American defenses with help from local guides. Only a miraculous nighttime evacuation across the East River, concealed by an unusually dense fog, saved Washington's army from complete destruction. This narrow escape taught Washington a crucial lesson. America couldn't win through traditional warfare. If he couldn't outfight the British, he would outsmart them. As New York fell under British control, Washington's need for intelligence about enemy movements became desperate, setting the stage for one of history's most successful spy networks, born not from strength, but from necessity. September 1776 marked a pivotal moment for American intelligence when Nathan Hale, a young Yale graduate, volunteered for a critical spy mission. Posing as a Dutch schoolmaster behind British lines on Long Island, Hale was captured, likely betrayed by his loyalist cousin. Before his execution, he famously declared, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." His death served as a stark warning to other patriots. Hale's execution taught Washington crucial lessons about the need for organized networks, established covers, and professional training. By 1778, Washington commissioned Major Benjamin Talmadge to establish a reliable spy network in New York. Talmadge recruited Abraham Woodhull, codenamed Samuel Culper, from Setacocket, Long Island, along with Caleb Brewster, a skilled mariner, Austin Rowe, a tavern keeper, and Jonas Hawkins as courier. The network operated efficiently. Woodhull gathered intelligence during business trips to New York City, Rowe transported messages to Setacocket, and Brewster ferried them across Long Island Sound to Talmadge, who delivered them to Washington. By November 1778, this sophisticated system was providing Washington with precise intelligence reports. Robert Townsend, codenamed Samuel Culper Jr., joined the Culper Ring when British suspicions of Woodhull grew. As both a merchant and journalist for the Loyalist Royal Gazette, Townsend's dual identity gave him access to British officers who frequented Rivington's Coffee House, a hub for military personnel and wealthy Loyalists. The ring employed sophisticated methods, including the mysterious Agent 355, a female operative recruited by Townsend who infiltrated British social circles. Her connection to Major John Andre, head of British intelligence, provided valuable insights into enemy operations. Talmadge developed a numerical code system using Entick's spelling dictionary, where 711 represented Washington and 727 meant New York. The ring also used Washington's sympathetic stain, invisible ink, to hide messages within innocent letters and establish dead drops, like Woodhull's conspicuous field rock, for secure information exchange. By summer 1779, the Culper Ring had become Washington's most reliable intelligence source. Their value was dramatically demonstrated when Townsend uncovered a British plot threatening to destroy the American economy without firing a shot. Through his business connections, Townsend learned British counterfeiters were producing nearly perfect replicas of continental currency aboard ships anchored in New York Harbor. The plan was diabolically simple, yet potentially devastating, flood the colonies with counterfeit money to destroy public confidence in continental currency and trigger catastrophic inflation. Townsend's timely intelligence allowed Washington to alert Congress immediately. In response, Congress recalled all bills of specific denominations and designs, replacing them with new currency featuring different markings. While this created temporary economic disruption, it prevented complete collapse of the continental currency system. This success highlighted how the ring's placement within New York's commercial circles provided unique insights into economic warfare tactics that military reconnaissance could never detect. It also demonstrated that winning independence required more than battlefield victories. It meant protecting the very financial system funding the revolution. While the Culper Ring secured critical intelligence for Washington, a devastating betrayal unfolded within the American High Command. Benedict Arnold, once considered one of Washington's most capable generals, had begun secret negotiations to surrender the crucial fortress at West Point to the British. Arnold's path to treason stemmed from personal grievances, financial troubles, and his marriage to Peggy Shippen, a charming loyalist from a prominent Philadelphia family who had previously been acquainted with British spymaster Major John Andre. By September 1780, the plot had advanced to its final stages. Arnold had secured command of West Point and was systematically weakening its defenses. Andre traveled up the Hudson River to finalize the betrayal's details. After their meeting, Andre attempted to return to British lines, carrying incriminating documents hidden in his boot. Fate intervened when three American militiamen stopped Andre near Tarrytown, discovered the hidden papers, and arrested him despite his bribery attempts. Though Arnold escaped to a British ship just minutes before Washington arrived at West Point, Andre was hanged as a spy on October 2, 1780. The Arnold affair sent shockwaves through the Culper Ring. Townsend feared Arnold might expose Patriot spies in retaliation. Even more devastating was the capture of Agent 355, who was imprisoned on the notorious prison ship Jersey in New York Harbor, where disease and starvation claimed countless lives. The near catastrophe of Arnold's betrayal demonstrates how close the revolution came to collapse, not from external forces, but from treachery within its highest ranks. What makes the Culper Ring's sacrifice particularly poignant? They never sought recognition or reward. They lived and died with their secrets, their contributions acknowledged only generations later. Their story forces us to reconsider what true patriotism looks like, not always the soldier who charges forward, but sometimes the civilian who watches, listens, and risks everything while history looks elsewhere. These ordinary citizens created encryption systems, invisible writing methods, and covert communication techniques that intelligence agencies still study today. Without formal training, they developed practices that would become standard in modern espionage, proving that necessity truly is the mother of invention. America wasn't born solely on battlefields, but in the shadows where information proved more powerful than muskets. The story of the Culper Ring reminds us that wars are won not just by soldiers, but by those who protect a nation through intelligence, cunning, and sacrifice. Their invisible war, fought not with muskets but with quills, codes, and courage, helped secure the independence we celebrate today. They represent the unsung heroes whose names rarely appear in history books, but whose actions altered the course of nations.